The Dr. Tracy Show, your integrated health expert. Here to help when you log on to peaksofhealth.com. Peaksofhealth.com.
There it is. You're dancing. It's the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy. Hope you all had a fantastic week, and thank you for joining us today on the Dr. Tracy Show. As I like to do when we start the show, I like to put up the website. As we go through the show, you can go along the website with us, peaksofhealth.com. Check out the website. Their website is peaksofhealth.com, and anything, we'll have a lot of questions as we go throughout the show. Many of those answers can be found online, and if not, you can go give them a call and get a free 15-minute consultation. So go ahead and give them a call right off the bat. 727-826-0838. Save that number, 727-826-0838. Always some great guests here on the Dr. Tracy Show, and today is no different. We have Dr. Jean Bankston in the house. She specializes in functional medicine with a subspecialty in the chronic diseases and infections, treated thousands of patients with autoimmune disorders, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, other infections. Dr. Bankston has completed the AFMCP course from the Institute of Functional Medicine and is also board certified in sports injuries and Ayurvedic. I knew I was going to mess it up, medicine. Dr. Jean, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's an old word. It's the oldest. It's the origination of medicine, actually, Ayurvedic.
I still couldn't get it.
It's from Sanskrit, actually.
Well, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Well, let's start with this. How did you get involved?
Actually, I've known Dr. Lenhart for a very long period of time, and actually, she was my doctor, and she kept telling me, "Well, when you want to go back into practice and do some things with me, you know, I'll be waiting." And so she just kept asking and asking, and finally I agreed, and now we're having a great time helping a lot of people.
Yeah, we make an unbelievable team because, you know, it's the synergistic effect of, you know, both of our knowledges. You know, Dr. Bankston has such knowledge in, you know, the autoimmune system, infectious disease system, detoxification systems. And when we get those really difficult patients, you know, that you just have a hard time with to get better, the two of us working together as a team is phenomenal.
Now, we're talking today about genetic testing. That's what we're going to be talking about. So besides all the other certifications you have, how have you been specially trained to interpret this such testing?
Actually, we're part of a group of methyl genetic scientist group that is out of Pennsylvania. And we actually have a large group of physicians and a large database that is used through where we use the 23andMe. Then we input it into our system, which will then analyze it much more further, where people really understand it after they get their 23andMe. When they get their 23andMe, they don't understand it. By the time we've explained everything and how their processing of their body works with their 23andMe, they really, really understand it. So it's a great program that we are using.
And I think that's the hardest thing, is understanding these type of things. You know, when we're speaking in medical terms, even me messing up the oldest word in the book, and that I think it's hard for people to really grasp some things. So how do you guys make it easy for everyone to really grasp it?
Well, if you have all the genes laid out, if I just show them their gene map, it's confusing to me, it's confusing to them. But what our program does is it isolates it in about 10 top categories. We start with gut and digestion because that's where everything starts anyway.
And we've talked about that before.
Right. So yeah, exactly. if there's DNA, what are called SNPs, these are aberrations or abnormal genetic variations. If they have these variations, it's going to set them up for gluten sensitivity, dairy sensitivity, maybe even Crohn's disease. We see a lot of our autoimmune patients have that genetic variant that actually sets them up for gut and autoimmune diseases. So
exactly.
The first one.
I mean, when we talked about that before, we've talked about things like MTHFR and methylation as a gene that we look at all the time. That's a simple gene we can get done by blood testing, and the insurance will cover it. But this stuff, the insurance generally won't cover all of this gene's profiling. This takes that gene and takes it to the nth degree. So we can actually see exactly how that person's doing. And, you know, Dr. Bankston and I, we usually do a secondary test. So we do the DNA version.
Right.
And then we do what's happening in their body. So one shows the potential and the other shows the actual. And combine those two together, and you can get unbelievable information on that patient.
Actually, to me, it's like the perfect answer, especially for chronic disease. But I was thinking I was just going to run this on people with chronic disease. And then I was like, we should do it on everyone. because everybody can then prevent or be proactive in what's going on in their body. So it's very exciting stuff.
And for a thing like this, a doctor, they have to order their testing, correct?
Actually, no. The 23andMe, you can go online and just order it. Now, to get the detailed information that we have and the reporting that we have, then we download their raw data into our format, and then we can discuss it at length with them.
Makes it much more convenient for everyone.
It does, and it makes it much more cost-effective to the patient. You know, because if we tried to order all this genetic testing and go through their insurance, it would cost them over $1,000 probably.
Actually, I just had friends. It was interesting. They just came in from Toronto last weekend. They said, oh, Dr. Banks, and we're so excited. We got our DNA testing. We spent $5,000. And I said, oh, and do you have your raw data so I can put it in my system? No, we just have a bunch of letters and numbers. They didn't even know what it meant, but they spent, and it told them maybe their potential diseases, but it didn't go into the detail of what we do, where it talks into their actual performance. Like, we actually have DNA that now that we can look at your exercise performance, your injury risk, your cardiac risk, your digestion, all sorts of details that just learning your DNA, you wouldn't know without putting it into an additional interpretation.
Shouldn't it have concerned them more that they were spending all that money and they had no idea what they were spending
on? I know, they spent it and they had no clue what it said
well,
to them.
They basically did it for, a lot of people are doing DNA out of fear. And that's what I don't want them to do. We don't really want them to run DNA just to see, oh, are they a likelihood of getting breast cancer? They have a high cardiac risk factor. What we want to do is then understand how we can affect them positively by using what's called epigenetics, where you work above their genetic defects, not out of fear. And that's where a lot of people are using genetics. And that's not a comfortable place, nor is it our goal at all. We want to look at what we can fix, what we can help, what we can change, not just, oh my gosh, now you're destined for this process. So,
well, exactly. I mean, DNA, we don't know, we understand some DNA, I explain to patients, is hardcore. You know, your eye color is hardcore. It ain't going to change unless you put like color contact lenses in or something. But so a lot of DNA has turn on and turn off genes. So just because you have it doesn't mean you have to express it. So these are things we can manipulate. If we know it's there, we can prevent the downside to it. You know, so these are things that you can turn pathways the right way. You know, one of the examples is the choline. You know, this measures how if the patient can actually make something called choline in their body. Well, this is what is the outer covering of all your cells. And if you can't make it, you're going to have bad cellular structure. But if they can't make it and we replace it, we can fix those cells so they don't have that problem.
Now, we're talking about all these tests. What type of tests are we talking about? How do these tests occur? Is it blood tests? Is it saliva?
A great question, Aaron. Actually, the basic genetic testing is saliva. It's just a spit test. You send it away. We get the raw data. Then we actually put it in a large logarithm of genetics, and then it'll give us all the details of how they're broken down. So it's really just a spit test.
And we've talked about convenience before, Dr. Tracy and I on the show. Mm-hmm. People want to easy. Everything they want, right. Everything to be easy. And when they go in to take these tests, they don't want to sit there and be giving all these vials of blood and right. Be there for hours. Something like a spit test, a saliva test, that quick and that easy, it means a lot to people.
Right. And then we usually combine it. If somebody's very ill, we lots of times combine it with what's from a Genova laboratory called NutriEval or the organic acid test, because that actually shows your function. So the DNA tells us your potential. And then the next test tells us your function. So we actually, like we said, get the perfect picture from that. And both of those tests are very simple. It's a one tube of blood and one urinary cup. And then the genetics is done with saliva. So it's not, and it's also mostly, the Genova testing is mostly covered by insurance. So you're really getting a huge picture of your function as well as your potential for a very small amount of money in input, really.
Yeah, I mean, it is phenomenal the information we can get from one of those tests. They, you know, when we talk about somebody, especially, you know, most of this is with a lot of our chronic fatigue patients where we started it all, mm-hmm. Because the Genova testing tells us the entire cycle of energy. So it goes step by step in their entire energy cycle, and it will show us where it broke down. So then we can go back to there and say, okay, it broke down here. Why did it break down here? What happened?
And you can run through with them where it broke down, the exact point where it broke down, and let them know in layman's terms how that happened.
Exactly. In fact, one of my favorite cases that we talked about at the office last week was one that Dr. Tracy and I both had worked with. She was chronic fatigue when she first came to me. She had severe depression, very fatigued, felt horrible. Dr. Tracy, I referred her to Dr. Tracy to balance her hormones. She got her thyroid all balanced. We worked on her nutrition. She came in to thank me about 6 months ago and said, I just want to come by and say thank you. However, I'm still a little tired. And so I said, well, wow, Dr. Tracy has balanced your hormones perfectly. Your thyroid's now perfect. Everything else is working. But she said, well, I heard you talking about DNA. Would you consider running that on me? And so I said, sure. So we just did the DNA testing, and sure enough, it came back with one simple thing. It was called the ACAT gene. ACAT gene makes you take all your protein and your fats and turn them into energy. She had no conversion. So here she was eating a healthy diet, mainly of clean, lean proteins, healthy fats, and yet she was not feeling any better. So within 2 weeks, she sent me a text that said, it's amazing.
So it only took 2 weeks, and you discovered the problem
right.
2 weeks prior. What did you do? How did you change it?
We actually gave her a supplement that actually helps the conversion of fats and proteins to go into the cell, primarily called consisting of carnitine and a few other things.
And got it done in 2 weeks. That voice you're hearing is Dr. Jean Bankson. She's joining us today. We're talking 23andMe genetic testing. Dr. Tracy here as well. It is the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy. We're going to continue that conversation, 23andMe genetic testing, on the Dr. Tracy Show next. Welcome back to the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy. Hope you're all having a fantastic weekend. Check out the website, peaksofhealth.com. Always great information on there. And give them a call as well while you're at it, 727-826-0838. Dr. Tracy, she treats everything from hormone therapy, thyroid, diabetes, Lyme disease, weight loss, chronic fatigue, you name it, she does it. I promise you that. Please go ahead, give them a call. Once again, that number, 727-826-0838. We have a very special guest joining us earlier. We were speaking with Dr. Jean Bankson, and she is staying with us throughout the program. She specializes in functional medicine with a subspecialty in the chronic diseases and infections. And today, we're talking about 23andMe genetic testing. And let's go over that real fast. What is 23andMe genetic testing?
Well, it's a test that you can actually obtain online, you know, and the reason for it is you know, they do a full spectrum of gene testing for us, as opposed to us ordering it for the patient, because, you know, if we use our laboratories or we try to use insurance, it costs the patient a lot of money. This costs the patient $199. They do it themselves, they order it, and then they send us the data. Dr. Bankson has done extensive studying, education, gone to conferences to learn how to interpret the DNA. You know, that's her specialty. That's what she does. You know, one of the things that she does in the office, we all have our own little subspecialties in the office. And, you know, she's done a lot of extensive studying on the DNA and how to interpret this. So she can put it in the software that we have and get that interpretation and be able to put the pieces of the puzzle together.
Just another part of the team, and that's what we've seen here with Dr. Tracy, just building a team.
Exactly. And we all need to work together, and one of the reasons we started doing this is if we'd hit – because you will hit a wall occasionally with our chronic disease patients. And what we found is any key that opens that door to give them light at the end of the tunnel that they are getting better and they feeling better. And what we found is there's been quite a few cases where – in fact, we just did a review together, I was thinking last week, on a patient, and she said, why don't we do this on everyone, and why didn't we do this before? Well, before, we didn't have all this knowledge.
When she says do it on everyone, what does she mean by that?
We did the 23andMe, and then we analyzed it in our software, but we also combined it with the Genova testing with what the NutriEval. So what we talked about is their potential and then how she's really functioning. And it was so blatantly obvious what was wrong with her.
I know, it opened our eyes.
It opened everybody's eyes, Dr. Tracy's eyes, my eyes, and the patient's eyes, because you could just, there was a pattern that we were just like, oh, that's it. Now we know why.
What's that like for you guys to see that? It's like a math equation. When you finally get the answer, you go, it fits. It fits.
I know. It's just, we're all like talking to each other all the time about things. You know, I found this out. I found that out, you know, or did you read this or did you read that? And I love it because it is a way for us to all communicate and give, you know, that knowledge that we all find, because we're always searching. I mean, if we get a difficult patient, we'll talk to each other and we'll be like, you know, giving up ideas or things like that. Or again, going back and researching to find out if, you know, know we're missing something. And I love that, you know, camaraderie and that trust, you know, that I call it the brain trust, you know, between Dr. Wegman, Dr. Bankston, and myself.
And it is. It's a brain trust.
It is.
And sometimes we actually do. Sometimes I actually, this week, I have a combination treatment with Dr. Wegman. But most of the time, Tracy and I will actually see the patients together upon certain requests or in very difficult cases. Because really, with all of us put our brains together, we can actually accomplish a lot.
Now, just from the other end of things, does that always help when you put the brain power together? Because are you bouncing ideas off each other, or is it sometimes better to separate you guys so you can get evaluate on your own? What do you think?
You know, I think we do it. We do both. Sometimes it's just getting another somebody else's view. So that's when I would refer to Dr. Tracy or she would refer to me. But I think in really difficult cases, it's the patient feels the team effort. And we all share ideas and bounce ideas off each other because it is more of a trigger. Like you said, the excitement when you see the path. And she may say one thing and it'll go, oh, yes.
The aha moment.
And then I'll go and she'll do the same, aha. And then we all get together and make a plan that is then put forth in front of the patient that makes sense.
Yeah, and it also helps, you know, when we do this together sometimes because, you know, it's very difficult sometimes if Dr. Bankston sees a patient, I see a patient, and we make a plan that is a little bit, you know, I'm going one direction, she's going another, you know, and or I think something's a priority, you know, because when we're together, she can say, hey, I really think that this is the priority that we ought to look at right now. And I'll be like, yeah, maybe you're right on that one. Or elsewhere, no, I really think this is. So it puts us together so the patient doesn't get confused. So they get one plan that is cohesive to go forward with.
Because chronic disease is difficult to begin with. If you put 100 physicians in the same room, they'd all be in different tables about how they would approach it. Do we hit the infections first, or do we hit the oxidative stress first, or do we detox first, or you do? And everybody has a different opinion about how to address it. And some work for some people and some work for others. But when we find the DNA and you have that other NutriEval test of the function, basically your plan's pretty much laid out for you because it tells us where they're not functioning the most.
And that's why I think what Dr. Tracy does in getting to know Dr. Tracy over the last couple months is so important, because all these great minds, she incorporates other people's great minds and their knowledge together, and you guys all put it and you pool it together right. To help other people. So it's really great to see that.
Right. I was taught a long time ago, always associate yourself with people that are smarter than you are.
Looks like I'm doing a good job.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know if I have a problem with that.
I think there's a problem with the brainiac, Dr. Tracy. That's what I call her, the brainiac.
But yeah, I mean, I do. I really do like being able to, you know, bounce my ideas off of other people because, you know, I do think way high sometimes, and sometimes I have to be shown to bring it down a little bit. So it does help a lot, you know, to be able to. I love listening to Dr. Bankston talk to the patients simply because I get ideas off of her of how to make it simpler for the patient to understand.
But I think that's important for the patient to see that quality in a doctor where they're not just, I know it all and everything I say is the way to go. To be able to humble yourself and use other experts and their opinions, I think is a good quality in doctors.
Well, exactly. Actually, there's no person, I don't care, even though I believe Dr. Tracy is probably one of the smartest people I've ever been around, I don't think there's one person can know it all. And also, it's a matter of understanding when we do a combination, we talk about, well, we did this and that didn't work, or we did this and that changed a little bit. So it's a very open, honest communication.
Well, exactly. And experience plays a huge role. You know, Jean's been doing this for 40 years. You know, she's
Don't
a
lot. People how
old. Oh, sorry. I apologize. She's been doing this for a lot longer than I have.
Hit the dump button.
But in any case, I mean, her experience plays a huge role, you know, where, you know, a lot of it is you only know what you have read, learned, or seen. You know, and that's why nobody can know it all. Medicine is so vast. That's one of the reasons I love it so much, though. I will never learn it all.
We'll never learn it all, but we'll try to give you as much as we can in the next segment. Continue, stay here with us on the Dr. Tracy Show. We're going to continue the conversation with Dr. Jean Bankston, and we're going to be talking about 23andMe genetic testing as we've been the entire show. We'll continue that conversation on the Dr. Tracy Show next. This is the Dr. Tracy Show. Hope you're all having a great weekend. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy. We're having a great time today with our special guest, Dr. Jean Bankston. talking about 23andMe genetic testing. And before we get back into that good stuff, we are going to let you know to check out the website, because I'm on it right now. Throughout the entire show, I'm on the website because there's always great information. Anything we talk about, there's usually some stuff there to check out as well. If not, you want to give them a call. But first, check out that website, peaksofhealth.com, and then give them a call for a free 15-minute consultation that comes with it, 727-826-0838. Once again, 727-826-0838. Now, Dr. Bankson, when somebody's talking about getting genetic testing done, who should have this type of testing done?
What we've discussed is we had primarily focused on our chronic disease patients, and now we're realizing everyone should have it done. Let me use a simple example on what we've learned about vitamin D. We've had some of our patients that have been out in the sun. They think they have tons of vitamin D. When we test them, they're deficient. They go, how can that happen? Even we sometimes question, how can that happen? What we're finding when we find their DNA, that they don't have the ability to make vitamin D, or their receptor sites are blocked. So that's a very basic vitamin that's important. It's actually a hormone. It's not even a vitamin. It's a hormone. It's a very important hormone in our immune system, our thyroid, lots of different ways, right, Dr.
Yeah,
Tracy?
I mean, vitamin D increases our natural killer cells and helps prevent cancer. Vitamin D is part of our bone system and bringing calcium into the bone and the bloodstream. Vitamin D is important for so many different aspects of our body. Autoimmune disease, you know, it helps, you know, turn off the autoimmune system. It's important in diabetes, you know, it's important in weight. You know, low vitamin D is a risk factor for obesity along with diabetes. So with that, you know, if they can't make it, they're at risk for all of these things.
So at what age, you said everyone should get this testing done, at what age should you get it done?
I actually have children that have done the 23andMe. So if you want to affect them proactively in their life, one of the best ways to do it is when they're young, their DNA is not going to change.
So it's not just for 23-year-olds.
Yeah. It's just a one-time deal.
It's a one-time deal, and you'll know, and then they'll learn from there. So they know how to then be proactive in their entire life, both with their diet, their nutrition, their exercise, so many things. And we're getting new information every week. Every week our report changes. Even people that we were, when I first started doing the DNA, we were on segment 81. We're now on 136. That's how many changes have occurred.
And that's how much she has to keep up with it. Yeah. You know, I'm planning on actually having my own daughter tested. So I'm ordering the kits for my husband and my daughter too.
Very cool. Now, let's talk about some examples of maybe a patient you've been through or something like this, something that sticks out to you.
Well, we've had quite a few patients that have had some amazing stories. One of them that we were just briefly talking about was a woman who exercised prolifically, and she could never develop muscle mass. And we found that, first of all, she wasn't absorbing her proteins and her fats, but she also was missing a gene that also helped create her creatinine, which helped her build her muscles. So we actually
creatinine.
A lot of bodybuilders take creatinine.
I might be pronouncing her. Is that creatine? Is that the same thing? I just have it the wrong way.
Well, actually,
yeah, creatine.
Okay, because that's what I know it as, and I something that I've seen people use, and I'm sure obviously it's tomato, tomato, one of those things.
Right.
But that's when you say muscle building,
right.
I see a lot of kids my age, younger, using this creatine.
Right. Dr. Tracy?
Yeah, creatine is, you know, the precursor to creatinine, and creatinine is something that we see in the kidney function. So, you know, it's one of the things that when the muscle filters through, it goes to that. So, yeah, they usually take a supplement called creatine. When we see it on the DNA,
right,
it's listed as creatinine.
Okay.
Right. So that was one of our favorite stories. But I think the most significant one, you know, Dr. Tracy is one of the best specialists in hormone balancing that I've ever known. And she studied all over. And we found that a lot of our patients also, I kept finding in their DNA, they had an aberrant sex hormone binding globulin. And that means we kept seeing were those were the patients that needed higher dosing.
Yeah, exactly. What we're finding is I'd have patients that we would give testosterone to and pellets, and my patients would be like, well, I don't really feel it. And then we give them extra, and it's like, oh, yeah, now I feel it. And I look at their levels, and I'm like, oh, my God, I have you too high. You know,
what's that feeling that they say they're getting?
Well, they have that energy feeling, and the sex drive finally starts coming back. And these are a lot of women who never really had a very good sex drive. Right. And now they're, you know, we have their sex drive up, and they're loving it, and they don't want to give it up. And I'm like, but you're too high.
You're not balanced.
Yeah. So when we looked at that, we saw the gene in all of these women. They had this genetic defect that we actually did the gene testing on that requires them to be that high because they're binding it up. It's not free to work. So it actually gave us the answer.
What we call the ultimate tease when you had to take it back.
Yeah. But no, when once we see that gene's there, we can actually give it back.
There you go.
Right. Because we've seen it was such a pattern that was so obvious to us when we started seeing that gene. So that's where I think in just normal everyday, not chronic disease. These were people that were coming to see Dr. Tracy purely for optimization of their hormones and balancing of their hormones. They weren't chronically diseased. They didn't have autoimmune disease. They didn't have Lyme disease. But yet we found something very important for them. And it made sense. And it also allowed her to give them a higher dose than she normally would have because we understood why they needed it.
Yeah, because, you know, when you're actually looking at the patient and looking at the levels, that's one of the things that we do is we look at our patient, their symptoms, and we compare it. So, you know, if something doesn't make sense, we're starting to look why, you know, and that's really important to kind of understand that system and understand that everybody is different. And the DNA testing allows us to do that, allows us to treat that patient as the individual they are, right, as opposed to just a group.
You guys ever see results from this type of testing that you look at and you go, this isn't good for the patient, and you have to deliver that type of news?
Of course we do. And yet we always are looking for options and treatments. We've actually just had to tell a patient, last week, some negative news. But yet we also talked about the positive pathways that we could approach that negative news.
From both your perspectives, how difficult is that, and what's the approach to letting someone know it's not over, we're going to help you, we're going to find a way?
Well, I think in this particular patient, we're talking about the same person. Mm-hmm. You know, we did some testing on them, you know, that indicated that they have early breast cancer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, now we're going to go look and see. And we might have caught this. The good news about this is we may have caught it very early. You know, and if we can catch something very early, then it's curable, you know. And so this might have actually saved this person's life rather than have it found, you know, 5 to 10 years from now.
Is that something you guys found, without looking for it? You were looking for other things and you found that?
We actually, the patient requested it. She had heard about the test that we were doing, which is very cutting edge.
Were there any lumps or anything that she was noticing?
No. Okay. No, but there was a large family history. And also she was just being proactive for herself.
Exactly. We had talked about it because she had a family history and she was concerned. This is a test we had talked about before called the Oncoblot. So she had it done and hers came back positive.
If you just heard that, listen to how important that is. No lumps, nothing like that. She just had a family history of it, went out, decided to be proactive and get a test done, and potentially could have saved her life, correct?
Exactly.
So much so that her husband came to the report when we went over the test findings, and he said at first he didn't understand the whole situation. By the end of our consultation, he said, not only am I so grateful that we did this test, but I want to do it too. And I think that, you know, anybody, once you realize all your options are out there, and he asked us specifically how we were going to proceed, and we said we will do the traditional workup, but also in addition will be the proactive integrative workup. And just by having the comfort of knowing the paths are being approached and there will be no stone unturned, I think she was still a little shocked, but I think he was very, very, very pleased with the pathway and where we were going.
Keyword, proactive.
Be proactive. Exactly. I mean, the same thing. That's one of the reasons why the DNA test is becoming so important to us. It's because it allows us to see what potential is there and then do something about it. You know, it allows you to do that proactive work for that patient. We started, as I said, using it only on our severely chronic patients, mm-hmm. and then realized, wait a minute, you know, we might want to do this on some of our other patients because it's not that difficult to do and find out what potential is there.
We're talking about genetic testing right now with Dr. Jean Bankson and, of course, Dr. Tracy on the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson here. Check out their website right now, peaksofhealth.com, and give them a call, 727-826-0838. it. I'm going to give it again, 727-826-0838, and their website, peaksofhealth.com. And we just did a negative experience, but something that could have saved someone's life through that negative diagnosis. What about some positive experiences? You guys talked about the aha moment. What's a good aha moment?
Well, I think the best aha moments are when we have patients that we are really, trying to figure out what is going on with them, and we finally find that answer, and they come in and they're like, I feel amazing. I feel the best I've felt in ages. That is the real, aha moment for us. So when we have that patient who finally turns around, and I just had one this week, caught me in the hallway as I'm trying to get into a patient's room and says, hey, I just want to let you know, I feel great. I am feeling 100% better than what I felt like, and that is a great moment because we kind of finally balance them out and we have everything working on them.
Erin, and I think that she just put that in a nutshell. It's the aha moments come, I think, multiple times when we see the diagnosis, when we see a pathway of helping, but then the ultimate aha and the ultimate joy is when they actually do turn around or change.
So, yeah, there's two. There's the aha for you guys to see it, and then the aha for them to go, this works. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
We're going to continue this conversation next. There's some really good stuff here. And we're going to have an In the News segment with Dr. Tracy like we always do. It's one of my favorite segments, so look forward to that. We're going to continue the conversation with Dr. Gene Bankston next on the Dr. Tracy Show. And give him a call while you're at it, 727-826-0838. Get a free 15-minute consultation with that call, 727-826-0838, their website, peaksofhealth.com. More with Dr. Gene Bankston and Dr. Tracy on genetic testing on the Dr. Tracy Show next. Welcome back to the Dr. Tracy Show. Erin Jacobson with Dr. Tracy, your final segment. I hope you guys are all having a great weekend and a great week leading up to it. And thank you for joining us today on the Dr. Tracy Show. Go ahead and check their website out while you're at it, peaksofhealth.com, and give them a call, 727-826-0838. Let's get right into this right now with Dr. Gene Bankston. We're talking about genetic testing. And when you finally diagnose someone and you figure out that we talked about the aha moment, then it's really up to the patient to say, I have the info now. I have a choice. What am I going to do with it?
Exactly. That's really the key as far as to know what path you have. And you have a lot of choices. You can ignore your information. You can be proactive, or you can wait to be reactive once you're sick. And those are really what we're learning in all the different pathways that are open to us. What do you feel, Dr. Tracy?
I do think, we need to use every tool in our toolbox. When we initially evaluate a patient, obviously we're taking a detailed history of why they are there because we want to address their concerns. But we also do some, preliminary screening markers to see if there's something else going on in their body. And I think, this is something, as I said, it's another big tool in our toolbox for those patients that, have family histories of things or have issues that have been going on for years, have intestinal issues that have been going on for years, to kind of look to see what is going on in their body so we can actually correct it.
But you can give them the toolbox. That's what you guys can do. They have to use the tools. You're not their babysitters. You're not their mothers. You're their doctors. So you're not going home with them to make sure that they're doing everything they're supposed to be doing. How often, and feel free, Dr. Tracy or Dr. Bankston, to jump in here, how often do you see a patient that's just not doing what they're supposed to be doing?
I think by the time they've come to us, they're ready to make changes. And if they're not, again, that's still their choice. It's just a matter of now we've explored almost every avenue. And if that's their choice not to pursue it, again, that's...
That is. I had a patient this last week, that we looked at, and his labs are showing that he is highly insulin resistant. He is bordering on diabetes. He drinks Mountain Dew every day. And, I'm going over his diet, and he's like, well, I'm not giving up my Mountain Dew. Finally, it's like you'd be blunt, and we were,
How hard is that for you to do that?
It is difficult, but sometimes it's tough love, That's fine. If you don't want to do that, you're going to be diabetic, and then you're going to have to put needles in your stomach.
Say it just like that.
Yeah. Well, for him, I did. Because, you judge the patient on what they need. And he just kind of needed that wake up moment. The next week he comes in, his wife's happy as can be because he gave up his Mountain Dew.
He's drinking water.
He's drinking water. But, sometimes you just have to be very blunt with them and say, if you do this, this is what's going to happen.
I think that's very appropriate. I actually had a cancer patient that came to me and said, I'm not going to change my diet. That was her first words to me. Not, how are you? Nice to meet you. I'm not going to change my diet. I went, oh, okay. I guess that's fine if that's what, if you want to stay exactly the way you are. Then why are you here, basically?
Yeah, you know, you want to feed your cancer.
If you want to stay the way you are, why would you open your conversation with me like that? I didn't even talk about diet.
And
we hadn't talked about anything. It's vitally important.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes that's also the fear that they have. Right. They're starting the conversation with that. And sometimes you can actually just kind of finagle it out of them. Okay, why did you say this? Why are you fearful? You judge every patient and you do what you can, but you're right. In the long term, it is up to them to take care of their health. You know, it's up to them to eat right. It is up to them to exercise. It is up to them to take their medication or their supplements, you know, that we direct them to. And if they don't, then there's not a whole lot we can do.
And you guys always give them the tools. You make sure they know what they have to do to change that.
We give them tools in writing. We also have Dr. Wedman, a specific highly trained nutritionist, if they want a specific diet plan. I mean, she's incredible. But both Dr. Tracy and I also hand them out. There's also a lot of things that they can learn on the web, but we do give them a lot of handouts. We give them a lot of personal guidance. So it's really not whether they want to change.
Yep.
Yeah, and then we got to fill them out. You know, is it because you don't like to take pills? Okay, let me change this into a powder and a liquid for you. Let me change it into a lollipop for you if I have to.
Yeah, you know? Whatever you have to do to get it
yes.
done.
Right.
This is the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy. Special guest Dr. Jean Bankson joining us today. And it's time for my favorite part of the show, In the News with Dr. Tracy. Dr. Tracy, what's going on in the news this week?
Well, since we've been talking about DNA and we've been talking about vitamin D, I thought we'd do one on vitamin D. And this is really interesting because Dr. Bankson and I both have known this for years, but this is an article from the University of California, San Diego School of Medicine, and a study that they did based on vitamin D and cancer, and showing that decreased cancer risk by increasing vitamin D. You know, there was an initial study out about, you know, 20 something years ago that indicated this, and this is kind of a reaffirmation as to what levels. And they were showing that you needed levels with at least 40 or above, preferably in the 60 range, to get that cancer protection with vitamin D. And why that's important is that most doctors think a 30 level is adequate. If they get into range, that is normal and that is fine. And the vitamin D range is based on what the minimum we need to prevent rickets or bow-legging or softening of our bones. It's not what our body requires to do anything with. So, you know, this actually did indicate that you do need much higher levels if you want to get that protection. The original study showed an 80% risk reduction of breast cancer, prostate cancer, parts of colon cancer, lung cancer with that elevated vitamin D.
Aside from taking like vitamin D supplements, what type of food can you take maybe in the morning, eat in the morning, that will give you this type of vitamin D?
Well, that's where part of our gene testing comes into effect, because if you can't produce vitamin D or you can't convert it, most of our food products have what we call vitamin D2 that has to be converted to active vitamin D3. So if you have that gene, you can't convert it and you can't make it. So most patients are going to have to supplement with some form of vitamin D. So that becomes very, very important.
That's where the DNA also helps us, because if they do have this receptor site defect or the production defect, we just tell them it's an inexpensive supplement. It's something you're going to have to take for the rest of your life.
Yep. And it's sometimes people don't want to hear that, but it's necessary. And if it's something that little to keep you going, it's worth it, right?
That's
absolutely
correct.
Dr. Jean Bankson, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Aaron.
And once again, Dr. Bankson specializes in functional medicine with a subspecialty in the chronic diseases and infections. Today, a great conversation on 23andMe genetic testing. Dr. Tracy, another great show.
Well, thank you. Good to be here again.
We'll do it again next week. Check out their website in the meantime throughout the week, peaksofhealth.com. It should be saved to your browser by now, let's be honest. And 727-826-0838 is the number to call, 727-826-0838. You have any questions, go ahead, give them a call. You get a free 15-minute consultation. And like I said, check out all the good stuff on their website. For me, for Dr. Tracy, have a great week. We'll see you next week.